I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about Isaiah 41. So Isaiah 41, I was just reading through this passage of scripture last night, and there are just some amazing promises that you see God make to the people of Israel. And remember, all the promises in Christ are yes and amen for us. I believe you could take these promises that you see, you could see God's heart here for all he wanted to do for the people. And I believe he wants to do the same for us. So we're going to be taking communion over this today, receiving these promises from him. And just a time to meditate on these scriptures. But if you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer, to examine ourselves and get still and listen before our time of communion for today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families and all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us, and let us find grace and favor in your eyes. I ask you to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So now we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Remember, you got to put the fun in the fundamentals. We got to bring some energy and some excitement, some presence and focus into the day each day. You do these four things. You keep implementing them and practicing them and growing in them. These are skill sets that we can develop. Has a tremendous impact on how you experience your day. So these four fundamentals: getting positioned in the light, magnifying that light, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today, and then doing the things that you know to do, taking action and doing those things together with God in partnership with him. So our first fundamental, got to get the lights turned on. We got to get positioned in the light. So we're going to go through these just a little quicker today because they're a little longer passage of scripture that we're going to go through in Isaiah 41 today. But staying positioned in forgiveness, receiving God's forgiveness from him, forgiving yourself, walking in forgiveness with other people, letting some things go. And all this, the motivation behind that forgiveness was love. Receiving God's love, loving yourself the way that God's loved you and walking in love with other people. And a simple test we can do for that. What's the attitude that you have in your heart when you're interacting with other people? To let that love flow through you. Are you thinking about how much you love them, how much you want to do good for them, how much you want to be a blessing to them? Or are you thinking about all the ways that they've wronged you, how you don't agree with them, all these other types of things? What's going on in your heart as you're interacting with people? And then to stay positioned in the light is to stay positioned in praise and gratitude. Remember, this is the on-off switch. So we're either positioned in these things or we're not. And the opposite, we can be positioned in unforgiveness and love and not in love, and we can be positioned in complaining. That turns off the lights, and it's not worth it. Because in the light, God has given us everything he has. His spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy, his mind and wisdom and answers to the problems that we face are found in there. His health and energy can be flowing through us. His time and finances, everything he has, he's put it in the light. And we have access to it in the light. And then we got to get in. We got to do our second fundamental. We got to magnify that light. We got to make it bigger and greater. And to give God a bigger place to work in our life. This expands our capacity to receive more from God and get it flowing through us in our lives. And we're all magnifying something every day based on what we're focused on, what we're meditating on, what we're thinking about and talking about. And we have two choices. We can magnify light or we can magnify darkness. To magnify the light is to magnify God's word, to be thinking about and rolling his word over and over in your mind, to meditate on it, to talk about it, to think about and talk about his unfailing love, that his love never fails, to talk about his faithfulness. He's always on time. He always fulfills his promises. All the promises in Christ are yes and amen. He'll never leave you or forsake you. To meditate on his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. To meditate on all he's already done for us in Christ, that he's made us righteous in his sight. We have peace with him. We have his blessing and favor. He wants to help us. To meditate and think about every good thing that he's put within us. To think about what's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and what's going well in our lives. That's to magnify the light. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's simply choosing to magnify God as bigger than the problems, that he's got the solution, that nothing's impossible for him. And to keep our eyes fixed on him, because there's going to be times when we don't know what to do. Keeping our eyes fixed on him is bigger than the problems. But he does give us a choice. We could choose to magnify darkness. We could choose to just stay focused on and dwelling on all the ways we've been wronged, all the things that could have, should have, or would have happened, all the issues and problems, to stay stuck in the past, to be worrying about the future, to be trying to figure everything out in our minds. And whichever one we're positioned in, whichever one we're magnifying, is going to produce some symptoms in our life. To be positioned in darkness, to be magnifying darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all the pressure's on you to figure it out. Might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Your energy levels begin to diminish. Then there's the fear and stress and worry and anxiety, dread of the future. Confusion about what to do or which way to go. Maybe you feel like you're stuck in some kind of vicious cycle or bad pattern. But to be positioned in the light, number one, there's rest in your soul. When we rest in our soul, all of a sudden we get so much more present. We feel so much more secure. And it opens our eyes to all these opportunities around us. Everything feels free and easy and effortless and energizing. There's that peace that surpasses all understanding. The joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow. You got hope in any and every situation. Then you get these aha moments, just these flashes of insight where you know what to do. And bad habits, bad patterns, things you've been stuck in for a long time just begin to effortlessly fade away. You focus on the light, the darkness just begins to fade away. And the good news is, if we ever get off track, we can turn the tables, get it turned back around. It only takes 1 second to get back positioned in the light. Just a simple prayer that says, Father, forgive me. Father, forgive me for magnifying that, for focusing on that, for making you smaller than the problems. And just start magnifying start thanking him and praising him and magnifying his love and his goodness and his kindness and his power. And all of a sudden, you can turn it around in 1 second. Now, our third fundamental is we've got to stay tuned in each day. Each day, we need to stay tuned in for his leading and direction. As you get more present, you stay positioned in the light. Your hearing and ability to discern God's leading in your life is going to get so much more clear. and staying tuned in for the day and listening and waiting for his leading. One of the things I like to do before bed every night is just with my journal, just ask this question: God, what is it you're trying to show me today? Is there anything I missed? And whatever comes to mind, just begin to write it down. Just begin to record your journey with God every day. If you're ever unsure on which way to go, just ask him. He will show you every single time. Ask him and then wait. Wait until you know. Stay tuned in and listening and wait until you know. And you'll get this knowing on the inside that this is, I know that I know that I know that this is the path. This is the way forward. This is the thing to do. And you'll just know. And once you know, it's time to take action. We got to do what we know to do today. Often we get caught thinking about wasting a bunch of time on all these what if and what could I be doing? What do you know to do today? What do you know to do today? And just begin to take action on those things. Whatever that to-do list is that's piling up, whatever is in your conscience, maybe things you've been procrastinating on, things that God has talked to you about, you have a leading or excitement in. What do you know to do today? And just take action and do those things. And do them together with God. Do them in partnership with him, with joy and peace and confidence in him, with a good attitude. You do these four things every day. It's amazing what will begin to happen in your life. When you do these four things, it's allowing us to receive from God, get it flowing through us out into the world. And when you do that, it does something like turns you into a magnet where it just begins to pull more and more of everything that God has for you into your life. It begins to magnetize you. So we're going to take a look at Isaiah 41. I was just reading this last night and was just kind of in awe of God. Just his kindness, his goodness, his power. I was just enjoyed reading it. I thought it'd be good for us to read through this today. So this is Isaiah 41, the helper of Israel. We're going to read through the chapter here. It says, "Be silent before me, you islands. Let the nations renew their strength. Let them come forward and speak. Let us meet together at the place of judgment. Who has stirred up one from the east, calling him in righteousness to his service? He hands nations over to him and subdues kings before him. He turns them to dust with his sword, to wind-blown chaff with his bow. He pursues them and moves on unscathed, by a path his feet have not traveled before. Who has done this and carried it through, calling forth the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, with the first of them and with the last, I am he. The islands have seen it and fear. The ends of the earth tremble. They approach and come forward. They help each other and say to their companions, be strong. The metal worker encourages the goldsmith, and the one who smooths with the hammer spurs on the one who strikes the anvil. One says of the welding, it's good. The other nails down the idol so it will not topple." And this is getting into the section right here where God's speaking to Israel. And just some of the promises that he makes to them are so amazing here. He says, "But you, Israel, my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, you descendants of Abraham, my friend." And notice, Jesus says, if we do what he asked us to do, if we follow his commandments, then we will be called his friends also. He says, "I took you from the ends of the earth. From its farthest corners, I called you. I said, you are my servant. I've chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Do not be afraid, you worm, Jacob. Little Israel, do not fear, for I myself will help you, declares the Lord. your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. See, I will make you into a threshing sledge, new and sharp with many teeth. You will thresh the mountains and crush them and reduce the hills to chaff. You will winnow them, and the wind will pluck them up, and a gale will blow them away. But you will rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. The poor and needy search for water, but there is none. Their tongues are parched with thirst, but I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will make rivers flow on barren heights and springs within the valleys. I will turn the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into springs. I will put in the desert the cedar and the acacia, the myrtle and the olive. I will set junipers in the wasteland, the fir and the cypress together, so that people may see and know, may consider and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this, that the Holy One of Israel has created it. Present your case, says the Lord. Set forth your argument, says Jacob's king. Tell us, you idols, what is going to happen. Tell us what the former things were, so that we may consider them and know their final outcome. Or declare to us the things to come. Tell us what the future holds, so that we may know that you are gods. Do something, whether good or bad, so that we will be dismayed and filled with fear. But you are less than nothing, and your works are utterly worthless. Whoever chooses you is detestable. I have stirred up one from the north, and he comes, one from the rising sun who calls on my name. He treads on rulers as if they were mortar, as if he were a potter treading the clay. Who told you this from the beginning, so that we could know, or beforehand, so we could say he was right? No one told of this. No one foretold it. No one heard any words from you. I was the first to tell Zion, look, here they are. I gave to Jerusalem a messenger of good news. I look, but there is no one. No one among the gods to give counsel. No one to give answer when I ask them. See, they are all false. Their deeds amount to nothing. Their images are but wind and confusion. So we're going to take communion over this today. And just this passage is right here. Where did it go? You are my servant. I've chosen you and have not rejected you. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Some amazing promises here. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your grace. You loved us so much, you were willing to send your one and only Son. We're just receiving these promises today, Lord, in Isaiah 41. You've chosen us and not rejected us. We can not fear because you're with us. You're going to strengthen us and help us and uphold us with your righteous right hand. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he said, take it. Receive it. He makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to help you. He's going to uphold you with his righteous right hand. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Makes all this possible. the cup of God's wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus so that we could have the cup of his blessing. And I believe as we experience this, we've been chosen by God. He's with us to strengthen us and protect us and uphold us. Helps us to know him better, to know his heart and his goodness and his love, to know him. So, Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's time to walk it out today. Let's make today a masterpiece. Often we get caught up thinking about the future and all these things we need to do. And we got this gift of today. The gift of today. Let's make today a masterpiece. Let's stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying that light and pay attention to the symptoms. If you ever get off track, turn it around quickly and stay tuned in for God's leading and direction today. And then take action. Do the things that you know to do. Don't get caught up in all these things that you're uncertain on. What do you know to do today? Do them together with him. He's going to strengthen you and uphold you with his right hand. He's going to lead you day by day to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. Let's make the most of today. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.